Indiana lawmakers are closer than ever to declassifying fentanyl test strips as paraphernalia. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports a Senate committee passed a bill Tuesday that would make an exception to the statute to allow tools that test for the presence of certain substances.
Indiana law classifies tools that test the strength, effectiveness, or purity of a controlled substance as paraphernalia. Last session, a bill to remove that language from the code ultimately died in the Senate Courts Committee when it wasn't called for a hearing. This year, Senator Brett Clark introduced legislation that passed unanimously out of the same committee. He says this year's bill adds an exception for tools that test for the presence of a controlled substance rather than removing language from the code.
By leaving the language that's in there now that mentions testing for effectiveness, purity, or strength, that would cover that. So if a prosecutor can find a test strip that does that, then by all means charge him.
Clark says there is nothing outside of a lab environment that is capable of testing the purity of a substance, but he says it would be considered illegal if it were developed in the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The full House also approved a bill with identical language Tuesday.